We're listening to the Mexican trio Yaritza y su Esencia, nominated for a Latin Grammy Award. The song is called Soy el Único. And those awards are tonight. Joining us for more is Susie Esposito, a music reporter at the Los Angeles Times. Hi, Susie.
Hey, Deepa. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I love Yaritza y su Esencia because they're so young. Tell us about them, because it's a Mexican sibling trio led by Yaritza, who's just 15, but she kind of first hit fame when she was only just 13, right?
Yeah. This is a band from Yakima, Washington, who have been writing their own corridos, but the song Soy el Único, which is the one that has gone viral, is actually, I believe, Yaritza's very first song that she wrote with her brothers.
You know, not long ago, these young siblings were helping their dad pick fruit. Can you explain how they rose so quickly in the music scene?
I think that TikTok is truly the great equalizer when it comes to exposure and entertainment. And so they just uploaded their songs to the platform and made a deal with this local label, Lumbre Music. And we've seen their stars rise.
And then on the other side of the age spectrum, 95-year-old Cuban singer Ángela Álvarez has been nominated for Best New Artist. She's the oldest person to get that nomination. Let's listen to her song, Camino Sin Rumbo.
Camino sin rumbo, qué pena me da. Camino sin rumbo, no puedo encontrar. Yo busco consuelo, yo busco la paz. Camino sin rumbo por toda la faz.
Oh my gosh, what a voice. And Ángela Álvarez has an amazing story too. She always wanted to be a singer, but she told the Washington Post her father wanted her to do something different, so she did. And when she came to the US decades ago, she got a job cleaning. And it wasn't until recently, in her later years in life, that her grandson put her in a studio to record her singing.
Her story is so real and so evocative, especially, I mean, we're talking about a Cuban refugee. You know, she sent her kids to the States in the 60s, and it took years for her to rejoin them. She had to leave her husband in Cuba. This is a story about a survivor, and you can hear that, you can feel that in her music.
Okay, let's switch it up. The big superstar, the Puerto Rican superstar, Bad Bunny, nominated with Bomba Estéreo for Record of the Year. Here's the song, Ojitos Lindos. That duet I just find so mesmerizing and beautiful. Just tell us quickly about this song.
This song was such a revelation on this album. You know, Bad Bunny is a fan of all kinds of music, and I think he really wanted to make something, you know, unique. And Bomba Estéreo, when they started out, they were like, you know, the singer Lee Salmet, she was kind of like a riot girl, you know, who made cumbia music. There was something very punky and alternative about it. But she and Bad Bunny, you know, Bad Bunny is also a disruptor. I think Bomba Estéreo, they caused such a fun disruption in Latin music. And the two of them together singing this really sentimental song, I really enjoyed it. Seeing them together live, and they were both like dressed in like funky shades of pink, it made so much sense. And I'm so happy that Bad Bunny chose this song to submit in this like major general field category.
Yeah, well, just finally, Susie, we're talking about the Latin Grammys tonight, but nominations for the Grammys were announced this week, and Bad Bunny got 3 Grammy nominations as well. And he's the first person to get an Album of the Year nomination for an album that's completely in Spanish. What does that tell you?
I'm happy to see this like watershed moment for Bad Bunny, for reggaeton, for Latin pop, but it feels a little too late, or too little too late. You know, the last Latin album that was nominated in the category for Album of the Year at the American Grammys was Santana's Supernatural, a lot of which, you know, the vocals were recorded in English. And I'm just thinking to myself, why did it take 22 years, you know, for another Latin album in a general category? I think that there's a lot of work to be done at the Recording Academy. And, you know, us Latinos, like, our people are making amazing music. And I'm really hoping an actual sea change will continue to grow here.
Well, we're looking forward to see who wins in the Latin Grammys tonight. Susie Esposito, music reporter at the Los Angeles Times. Thanks so much, Susie.
Thank you so much, Deepa.
And this beautiful voice is the Spanish artist Rosalía. She's another nominee for the Latin Grammys. This is her song La Fama with The Weeknd. And you can watch the awards tonight on Univision.